California scientists have given up their effort to keep a great white shark in the Monterey Bay Aquarium. It's extremely rare to find a great white in captivity. So scientists were hoping to study this young female shark after it was caught in a commercial fishing net and placed in a pen of ocean water. But the aquarium had to let this one go. To find out why, our own Renee Montaigne called John O'Sullivan, the aquarium's curator of field operations.
John O'Sullivan, welcome.
Hi.
Now, this 5-foot female shark is a small shark for a great white. They get to be about 20 feet, I gather.
Yes, yes. They're born anywhere from, 3.5 feet to probably 5 feet in length. And there's not too many males being reported over 15 feet, so the really large ones turn out to be the females.
Why did you want to capture one?
Well, we feel white sharks might be a very good ambassador to a worldwide problem with shark catches and landings throughout the world. And by bringing attention to this problem, it's always great to have an ambassador, like the panda bear is for some zoos or gorillas. And the white shark just turns out to really grab the fascination of the public.
One wouldn't think that great white sharks would be terribly diplomatic. They have a fearsome reputation.
Yes, they do. I mean, they do the worst thing an animal could do to you. They have the potential to eat you. But at the same time, I think when people see them underwater, they'll be mystified by the beauty in their swimming and their grace.
These great whites, their numbers are dwindling, aren't they?
Well, the information on many of the over 350 species of sharks is very difficult to obtain. The movements of a lot of these larger sharks are through international waters, so their management of these are highly political and very difficult. And this becomes a compound problem as you move through countries throughout the world that are involved in fisheries. And what we see from the research going on in places throughout the world, that there's a general trend for many of these species that are declining, both in numbers and the size of the reproductive females and sizes of mature males.
So having captured a great white and had her right there, why did you release her? Did it look like she wasn't going to make it, wasn't going to eat?
No, we were very fortunate for the 5 days that we had this animal in captivity. She was eating on the afternoon of the third day. Aquariums have kept them for up to 20 days and not had them feed, so we were very fortunate, and we were able to test the pen. It was successful. The animal didn't entangle itself. It seemed to maneuver. It's what we call tail beats per body length, looked good. And then in a very short period of time, we were successful in having her take food off a pole.
But this shark, now she's in the wild, but you've got an electronic monitor on her, right? So you're going to keep following her.
Yes, we'll be able to follow this female for another 54 days in the water until the electronic package separates for her and then downloads all the information to us.
And how far might she roam?
Well, that's the thing. There's basically a thimbleful of information only known about white sharks in general, and even less than that known about the juveniles. We just learned last year that adults off California can go across ocean basins all the way to Hawaii. So everything we learn is new as we track the movements of these young animals.
John O'Sullivan, thanks very much.
Have a good day.
John O'Sullivan is curator of field operations at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.